with your 10 a.m. Z-lines. In local news, RACQ research data released this week has revealed that 32% of Queenslanders are delaying essential car maintenance due to cost of living tensions. The study found that 57% of respondents admitted that delaying maintenance increased their chance of breakdowns and accidents, with RACQ Deputy Group CEO Glenn Toms reiterating that being aware of early warning signs can reduce your risk of an unplanned breakdown. Mr. Toms elaborated that under cost of living pressures, car maintenance is often one of the first expenditures to fall to the wayside.
Queensland Police Union President Shane Pryor has called the LNP government's blanket wage offer an insult to all frontline workers as he attempts to sell frustrated members on the in-principle deal struck this week. The deal includes a 3%, 2.5% and 2.5% pay boost per year and additional retention bonuses for general duty officers. In response to public backlash and discontent with the deal and delayed release of information, Mr. Pryor stated that the offer was worth $540 million and highlighted how the police had struck a deal while other unions had not. The deal will go to vote among union members in September.
In national news, prices for Australian exports have fallen 4.5% in the second quarter of 2025, according to data released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics yesterday, with a decline of 7.2% in natural resources exports driving the downturn. ABS Head of Price Statistics Michelle Marcotte elaborated that the fall in iron ore and metallurgic coal export prices led the decline, with Ms. Marcotte explaining that the decline was linked to a slowdown in Chinese steel production. Economist Stephen Koukalos states that we have an export problem. The tonnages, the container loads of stuff we're shipping out are still solid. What's collapsed is the price we're getting for it.
The New South Wales Anti-Slavery Commissioner has warned more than 16,000 people in New South Wales may be modern slavery victims, but expanding the labour workforce scheme into aged care could escalate the situation. James Cockayne singled out the aged care industry as a rising concern, with the sector becoming increasingly reliant on temporary migrant workers and thus moving towards temporary visa labour schemes already widely used in horticulture and meat processing. Dr. Cockayne believed the aged care sector had, quote, not adequately prepared for the risk, and referenced the UK as one of the many places where reliance on temporary workers saw spikes in reports of modern slavery. The Commissioner calls for a licensing scheme to provide better oversight and for the government to introduce crackdowns on, quote, dodgy labour hire companies.
In international news, Slovenia has imposed an arms embargo on Israel, prohibiting the exports, imports and transit of all weapons to the Middle Eastern state. The decision comes 2 weeks after Slovenia declared Israeli ministers Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich persona non grata, or unwanted in the Republic of Slovenia, over alleged genocidal statements made by the pair. The announcement was made by Prime Minister Robert Golob following a session of Parliament on Thursday local time, making it the first EU state to do so. Prime Minister Golob criticized the resistance of the EU to make the decision as a block in his announcement, stating that Slovenia was acting independently in its decision, as the EU was unable to adopt concrete measures due to internal disagreements and disunity.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers later this morning and light winds throughout the day. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 20 and a minimum of 12. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.